Welcome to the How Did They Do It Real Estate Podcast. Have you ever wondered how people succeed in real estate and what steps they took to get there? If so, this podcast is for you. Your hosts, Sayla and Eileen Prack, interview top experts in the real estate community to share with you their real estate journey and how they achieved massive success. Our goal is to provide you with valuable real estate resources and to help you apply it to your own real estate goal. What is the one thing that sets successful people apart in real estate investing?
I think grit is massive, not just in this business, but any business. You have to be able to delay your gratification. You know, there's been times where we've looked up, like I said, you know, between 30 and 60 deals a month for 6, 7, 8, 9 months, you know, every day, day in and day out. And we're just thinking, oh my God, there's nothing to buy right now. And when we're at our absolute wit's end, that's when we find the diamond in the rough. So anything that's worth having, again, it's going to be very, very hard to get. And the harder it is to get, the better it's going to be to have. So understand that you got to go into it. You got to delay your gratification. You have to put a system and process together that you can follow through day in and day out. And if you trust that process, you marry that system, the outcome is inevitable. But if you're benchmarking your happiness to the outcome happening in a certain time frame, you'll usually be disappointed. So get ready for the journey and ride the process.
And what is the one thing that sets the successful people apart in real estate investing?
Really, I think just continuing, like keeping on going. If you're already investing in real estate and you have a goal, it's just going to take time to get there. And I think sometimes people get discouraged because it's exciting in the beginning and it's exciting to hit your goal, but the middle is kind of like drudgery sometimes. And maybe that's what they call the grind, but you know, sometimes it can be tough right in the middle and it feels like nothing's happening. But I think that's when you got to dig in deeper. I think that's when you need to focus and just keep going. And that's, I think, a big thing that sets people apart.
So, Angela, what is the one thing that sets successful people apart in real estate investing?
Man, the only one I know is hard work. You know, so the harder you're willing to work, the more successful you'll be. But let's put a caveat to that. Work smart instead of hard.
And what is the one thing that sets the successful people apart in real estate investing?
Oh my God, I think the consistent action. You have to just keep on taking that consistent baby step and consistent action. The moment you stop taking an action and there is kind of a lull of some days, it just throws you back.
What is the one thing that sets successful people apart in real estate investing?
That's a really good question. The one thing, patience. Like I think the most successful people are patient. Numbers guys, and they're very good at the numbers and everything, but they tend to get too far in. And then you wind up with companies like Blackstone that are buying houses that are going to get burnt at the end of the day, right? Because the housing market really isn't meant for Wall Street. Patience. Just be patient. Things will work out. And my dad gave me this advice way back because something very similar happened to me when I was looking for my first house because the town we moved to was booming and real estate was going up like insane prices. But it levels. Eventually things change and it levels. And if you look, and I'll leave you with this, if you go back to the longest recorded history, and you probably know this, but the longest recorded history of ever recording house prices is Amsterdam. And I believe it goes back, if not 300 years longer. And even with all the ups and downs, it always came out to 3%. So what goes up must come down, and literally the reverse. And house prices at the end of the day are, they'll work themselves into a rhythm where it's about a 3% increase per year. And that's why you need patience. And don't be afraid of signing a mortgage. That's the other one. Never be afraid about that because time goes by faster than you think.
And what is the one thing that sets successful people apart in real estate investing?
Just keep going. Yeah, don't give up. There's always a solution. I get knocked down so many times. I actually keep a list of my no's. Sometimes it's for reasons so that I know not to apply for that credit card because it was 6 months ago or whatever. So I put the dates and stuff. But honestly, when I see that list of, you know, no's, I won't finance you or whatever, it helps remind myself that that's just part of the process. You might get 20 no's before you get one yes. It's just part of it. But if you keep going, you'll find it.
And what is the one thing that sets the successful people apart in real estate investing?
Great question. Probably grit and just the ability to be told no and just understanding it. Like, you're going to get a million doors shut in your face. I think the number one thing is, like, if you ask people questions about real estate or what their success is going to be, a lot of times the answer is, I don't know. And if you ask people what their goals are or what they want to do down the road, the answer is, I don't know. And I don't know is okay, because it just implies ambiguity or a lack of education. And education is free. So in terms of the ability to listen to podcasts, you have a podcast. I commend you. That's the reason I'm here and trying to share, is because I always learn something. I have a podcast, not because I'm any good at it. It's because I wanted the opportunity to talk to other smart people and have them share their condensed life experience with me. So the ability to be a sponge and the ability to look for opportunity and be told no and not get upset or hurt about that and just continue to pivot and work on adaptability that we talked about, like adaptability and emotional intelligence and networking and trying to be an active listener. Some people are inherently good at that. I am not. Most people aren't. And so working on that, working on yourself, you'll see the benefits in the long run. So just grit and continuation.
And thank you for listening to our podcast today, brought to you by Bonavest Capital. We would really appreciate it if you can go to iTunes right now and leave a rating and written review. Also, please don't forget to subscribe so you can always get the latest episodes. You can also connect with us on Facebook, How Did They Do It Real Estate. We'd love to hear your feedback and any topics that you're interested in for future episodes. If you're anything like Zayla and me and believe that real estate investing is a great way to create passive income and build long-term wealth, check out our free apartment syndication due diligence checklist for passive investors at bonavestcapital.com/checklist. Zayla and I created this checklist for ourselves as we evaluated different multifamily syndication opportunities as a passive investor. So we would love to share it with you so you can use it as a resource as well. Download your free copy today at bonavestcapital.com/checklist. Lastly, to learn more about us, you can go to bonavestcapital.com and fill out the contact us page so you can speak to us directly. Nothing on the show should be considered as specific personal advice. Please consult your legal, tax, and real estate professionals for individualized advice.